I'm going backwards, and yet I'm going to believe I'm moving forwards, and I'm chasing my dreams, but I'll be just who I wanna be without you controlling.
Hey guys, welcome back to Midnight Opinion. This is Alex. Joining me tonight is Michelle.
Hello.
Terrence.
Evening.
And Carlos.
Hey guys. I'm not that excited, actually.
I can tell.
Put it on a front.
Hey, champ, someone on your mind?
No, I'm just reading this article that I'm going to bring up later, but go ahead.
All right, no problem.
Do you, boo-boo.
Well, thank you again for joining another episode of The Midnight Opinion, where we like to discuss different topics, different issues, and kind of get a real-life discussion going on how those things affect our lives and what we personally think about them. So I personally think this song's pretty cool.
I like it. It's catchy.
If you guys have noticed, this is Backwards by Mathias. You can find it on iTunes and on YouTube. Excellent, excellent song.
It's damn catchy, too.
It is damn catchy.
And it's relevant.
Relevant to what?
Our show.
Because we're chasing dreams.
Oh, yeah. And dragons. You know what I mean. Who knows?
You never catch the dragon.
You never catch the dragon.
I just want everybody in the room to know. You never catch them.
So how are we doing tonight, guys?
Excellent.
I think I forgot to feed my dragon.
You know what eats, right? Okay, good, because I don't. Every dragon is different. Remember
that. They are different.
Michelle, what kind of dragon do you have?
It's a secret.
No, it's not.
It is.
Well, okay, whatever. I'm not going to fight with you over your imaginary dragon.
It's not imaginary.
Right.
Is it European or Asian style?
None of your business.
Oh, oh
very
shit.
Well.
Wait, mine's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, they don't have...
How do you know?
Fucking pickpocketing dragon, then.
It eats money.
I used to know a dragon.
It eats money.
It eats money, yeah, no.
That's expensive.
Slightly. But it pickpockets its own food, so...
Oh, okay.
So, you had an article to bring up, Alex. You wanna go ahead and launch into it, or you want
to... Go ahead and launch yours first. I need a little bit of prep time.
Okay. So, this is just concerning a new DOD, Department of Defense, program that's being, instigated, starting up. They're passing off military equipment from the military, of course, over to local law enforcement. So, in this case, Utah, in particular, was afforded several MRAPs.
What's an MRAP?
An MRAP, Alex, is an armored vehicle. It's mine-resistant, ambush protection or something like that. It's just a heavily armored vehicle that can withstand IEDs or, you know, firefights. You know, you can just drive right through one and you'll be fine. So the Utah law enforcement was afforded some of these, you know, military vehicles that are meant for war fighting, as well as acquiring several grenade launchers and in the last 2 years, they've been given, you know, close to 5,000 rifles or something like that.
Okay. What's going on with all this?
Well, all of this, Alex, is just kind of going into the whole militarization of law enforcement, the police, a police state is basically what I'm getting at, where...
Carlos knows all about the police all too well.
You're gonna do it, aren't you?
Do what?
You know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
You're gonna put on my song.
What's your song?
You know which one.
You have a lot of songs, Carlos. You're a man of many songs.
I am a man of many songs. There it is.
There it is.
That's my show song, apparently. So it's going into this militant state where the local law enforcement has the capabilities of putting down the masses as opposed to, you know, just trying to keep the law or keep the peace. Now that they're having the capabilities of suppressing everything. And we saw it in Boston during the Boston massacre, where they locked down the city.
Right.
And you had the National Guard rolling around in tanks.
Oh no, I remember.
And, you know,
scary,
yeah,
scary, scary day.
Absolutely.
Here in America,
they locked the whole fucking city down. Now, that was Boston. You know, where are we going to be 5 years from now? And it was only after, you know, the term.
But you don't think for, say, if we were to have some sort of criminal groups try to overthrow our government by mass force or overthrow local governments, let's say gangs or anything like that it would be necessary for them to have that gear?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think that's what we have an extra guard for.
Say the hell with it, and the police don't need to be armed for those type of things.
Not that I don't think that, but no. I don't think that they need to be have those capabilities. No. That's what we have a military for. That's what we have a national
and actually, it's called Posse Comitatus, and it's actually against the Constitution for the United States military to engage in civil.
That's right up there with Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Until they do martial law.
So even then, it's against the Constitution. Well, so it's actually the police department that should be downing that.
If it's an uprising, then that means that it's against the state, not necessarily against just being unruly. If you got an organization that's big enough that the police department can't handle it, then that means, in my mind, that it's something that's bigger than, you know, just keeping the peace. It's something that's deliberately attacking this country, attacking this state, you know, trying to take over a city or whatever.
But if it's domestic, that is a civil matter. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. And yes. Technically,
cheaper too.
But it is
domestic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to get into this whole slippery slope of treason and a terrorist, you know, because you can easily just start labeling everybody a terrorist or
which
or,
the government has
a traitor. Yeah, they've done it. But, you know, let's not keep going down that road. But that's just my belief is, yeah, if the police department can't handle it with what they already have, I don't really see why they need an MRAP, you know. I mean, rifles is fine, but grenade launchers, you know, they can go get their own grenade launchers. They don't really need to get them from the military. But that's just me. You know, I'm a little paranoid when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, Carlos, talking about conspiracy theories and things hidden.
Yes, please.
In plain sight, have you heard of Max Martin?
Max Martin.
Yes.
Can't say that I can recall.
Okay, Max Martin, anyone here?
He's like a porn star, right?
No. It's Matthew Martin.
Oh, my bad.
Oh.
Does some great work. Show it now. No, Max Martin. You know who Max Martin is, Michelle?
He's kind of the behind the scenes guy, isn't he?
Ah, there you are. I was wondering where you went. Behind the scenes how?
Behind the scenes of all the artists out there, some of the pop hits.
Okay, so Max Martin is a actual, kind of very behind the scenes, but very influential figure in pop culture media. He's actually been the one responsible of creating some of the biggest pop songs in the last 20 years. So for the last two decades, a lot of these bands, like Ace of Base and Backstreet Boys, Katy Perry, NSYNC, Kelly Clarkson, even Taylor Swift, yes indeed, have actually been, these hot, you know, singles have been actually the brainwork of Max Martin.
So the last 20 years of pop culture is realistically Max Martin.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Creating all of the hits.
Oh, I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now. Yeah, he's been all over the fucking place.
Man is worth $250,000, while his work has produced probably over $1 billion in sales revenue and fame for all these different people. It's, I mean, just completely crazy in my opinion. So I'm kind of curious to think, you know, where you're kind of more from that era.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence,
mm-hmm.
Did it all sound like different artists or one guy creating this? Now that you think of it, by the way, the songs I'm playing right now in the background, these are all Max Martin songs that were sung by other people that made them famous and that, you know, took all the credit. Mainly the Backstreet Boys.
Well, I mean, it always seems that
more like the Backline Boys.
Backline Boys.
Yeah. What? Go on.
I was just saying that it kind of seemed to me that theming, like you think about all the theming as far as the storyline, pretty close to the same thing. There's heartbreak. There's a lot of go to hell. There's a lot of high pace on sad moments. Like it does. There is a lot of similarities now that I think about it.
Carlos, you're a big Backstreet fan. You're a big Backstreet Boys fan.
I've never been accused of such a thing.
Right. Are you? I know. Yeah, accused in public, but I know. You know, that's fine. Are you heartbroken about this? I mean, now that you know the truth is out, how does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, I'm looking through his Wikipedia.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's the other website.
Wiki fuckingpedia.
It's like going in and out. Secret menu, there's a secret Wikipedia website.
There's Backstreet Boys, there's NSYNC, Britney Spears,
ooh.
Taylor Swift,
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry,
Michael Jackson,
Pink. There was even the Avril Lavigne song.
Who is this guy sleeping with? That's all I want to know. How can you catch that many?
Everybody, people. Everybody's sleeping with him. He's the one in charge.
Well, he's the one that helps produce them.
Yeah.
A little bit of backstory on it. His band didn't do so well, but he got some training behind the scenes on how to produce everything, and so he just kind of took off and helped inspire all of them and catch the talent.
Catch the talent at a very, very young point in their career and give them the top hits they needed to make it. Like this song right here. Who doesn't know this song?
You know, it's funny. Most of those people are alcoholics, too.
Yeah. Because they go to meetings while I go to my basement and drink. Michelle, sing it. Okay, when you mouth it, they can't hear you on the radio.
Okay.
All right. Britney Spears, another one of Carlos's favorite artists growing up.
That's Justin Bieber.
What do you mean growing up? He still has her poster up in his bedroom.
different reasons.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Justin Avril Bieber's Lavigne. Up there?
Justin Bieber's on there for one
really?
Song? Yeah.
Which one?
It's one of his gay ones. Beauty and a Beat.
I knew that piece of shit had no talent.
Maroon 5.
Your favorite? Love Maroon 5.
Yes,
what
you
songs?
Do.
What songs by Maroon 5?
One More Night and Daylight.
One More Night and Daylight. I don't like either of those songs.
Nicki Minaj, Alex.
Bam.
Really?
Nicki Minaj.
I don't like people from the... Go ahead.
There's about three songs off of Taylor Swift's newest CD, I think.
Swift can eat it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Red. Yeah, my wife is into that one. Britney Spears, there's like seven songs. Hold It Against Me was one of the most recent.
I bet.
Yeah. That's a pretty good song, though. Would you hold it against
You like Taylor Swift?
Who?
You.
We're talking about Britney Spears right now. Stupid.
I know, but I just had a quick question. You like Taylor Swift?
I don't mind it.
You're an ag.
No. What it is that I'm not a real ag like you. Listen to The Police. And
those are all 80s songs.
Yeah, 80 songs.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's all girly bands, bro.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Are you
kidding
me? They
even sound like fucking women when they sing it.
Hold on. They're all... The 80s was girly music. We compare that to what country has become, where it's all smooth-skinned young boys singing about women topics. Country music has been feminized, as well as the other genres as well.
Okay.
No. 80s music, that was some real soul kind of music, all right?
I wanted to give you something to rant about for a while, because I just wanted some time to read.
Set me off. I'm like a bomb.
So there's a Katy Perry, as we know, like California Girls, Teenage Dream.
Okay, so I'm done with this list. I'm done with this list for a minute.
I'm with
Alex on this one. I'm on the verge of coming across this desk at you.
I love Bon Jovi.
And choking you out for not agreeing with what he said about the 80s.
Thank you.
First of all, I was born in the 80s, and what I'm telling you is that was a man's era.
Thank you.
Think about the metal that came out.
Yeah.
Alex doesn't even like metal.
Platinum.
It doesn't matter.
They came out with platinum in the 80s, and it has served America good.
Alex, name five Metallica songs.
What?
Name five Metallica songs.
Give me a second.
It doesn't matter.
Fire up Google.
It doesn't matter.
No, the thing is...
It's irrelevant.
The thing... All right. You go ahead and listen to Rivers of Babylon for me.
By who?
You know which one.
Bonnie M?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I love Bonnie
M.
Yeah,
put it on and see. And this is what I'm talking about, Alex loving the girly music.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I also like Chicago.
But it was hearty.
Speedwagon.
I never said
I like
that,
Brian
that 80s
Adams.
Music is girly music. I'm saying the shit that
prison.
He listens to is
prison.
Girly.
The Police. Styx. How about Styx, huh? Domo Arigato, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, but that was late 70s into the 80s.
That was 80s.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, I know. That's
what
I just
said.
What
about this song? It's a 10.
Out of what? 9,000?
Out of 10.
Your girl Pink is in this list, Alex.
I do love Pink.
I do love Pink, too.
And I like this song. What does that make me? I don't like that one. I don't like that one. That one I don't like.
I'm starting to question your sexual orientation.
It's been questioned for years.
see this.
No wonder you called your brother a bigot.
This is where I've been for a while. There's nothing wrong with it. I still love him as a brother, but hey, you stay over there.
You stay over there.
Jesus Christ.
Alex, your favorite Nick.
You know, he's
Nick
still a
Carter.
Human being.
Who?
With feelings.
Ooh, Celine Dion, Alex.
Oh, I
your
love
favorite.
Celine Dion. Okay, which ones did he write for Celine?
He wrote.
Or CD, as she's known personally.
Love Is All We Need, Faith.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
In His Touch.
Okay, I don't know that one either.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson is in there.
Does this take away, though? Does this take away points or love or appreciation,
magic,
whatever you have?
The Magic Alex?
For a lot of these artists. That's what I want to know.
I don't think so.
You know what? Go ahead, Terrence.
I was going to say, I don't think it's... I go back to saying it's irrelevant simply because... does it entertain you? Who the hell cares who's behind the production of it? Because that's what it's here for, it's to entertain us, right?
And I think he might have helped them get on their way. Because as you're hearing from Carlos, it's only certain songs.
Yeah.
Their top hits.
Yeah.
Mainly their top hits.
So he really helped them all out.
Okay, so by help... Okay, so this is what I would say by that. Okay, A, there's Daughtry. You like Daughtry, Carlos?
I do like a couple of the songs.
Okay, so what I'm saying by this is those people were writing songs, right? They were writing, they're producing, they're putting out hits, they're putting out songs. They're putting out material. Until this guy got involved and wrote it for them, which is what it looks like, they weren't making any top hits. So, does that take away from saying, wow, that person is so talented, he or she or they deserve to be celebrities, as opposed to any Joe Schmo? Meaning, if I can put out some songs, if I can write some songs, am I mediocre or average? But if this guy comes and writes a song for me that makes it to the top hits, am I suddenly a superstar, mega, awesome celebrity, famous singer because of that one song? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we can make that same argument for the 30s in country music, because you had just a handful of extremely influential people writing and producing music.
When was this?
In the 30s.
That's
30s and 40s.
Okay, that's almost 100
music,
years ago.
In country music. I know, but so we're 100 years later, and you're saying all of a sudden, does it take away from it? Well, no, yes. Because back then it was the same kind of thing.
No, and what I'll say is that a lot of those people on the list, now that I'm looking at the list a little better, there's a little breaking point. He actually produced a lot of those songs that I named off. But I don't think so. I think it's kind of like what Dr. Dre said in one of his songs, Alex, when your album sales weren't doing too good. Who's the doctor they told you to go see?
That is true. You know, so you think maybe this guy was like the doctor?
Absolutely.
That they would go say, hey, you know what? We've been putting out some hits, and we're not where we need to be. And he said, all right, do this. I'm going to change a couple words in here.
Yeah.
You think that's what it's?
Or maybe he wrote some stuff down and then just applied it, or have them change it to go with their music style.
Why is this guy so broke then? And by broke, I mean $250,000. That's broke compared to everyone he's helped.
Because he loves it. That's what he loves to do.
And he's not a Jew.
He doesn't need, you know, he doesn't need all of that. You know, he gives...
Obviously, he must get happiness in other people, living vicariously through them, maybe.
These music videos, some are not appropriate for children, as I'm learning.
None of them.
What?
None of them, Alex. they all involve sex.
They're appropriate for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who isn't getting any.
What's that?
What?
I'm busy looking at Britney. Leave
even
me alone.
Even Def Leppard is in this list.
Wow.
That's surprising.
This guy has hit so many different genres.
Yeah. Bon Jovi. That's amazing. It's My Life was written by him.
I know. I saw that, and that made me sad because I love Bon Jovi.
Yeah. That's the way it is. You know that song, Alex?
I might cry.
Alex, Celine Dion, That's the Way It Is?
That one's okay, but it's not one of my best.
He wrote that one.
Okay, did he write the Titanic song?
No.
Okay, then I'm
good. Not that I know.
We're good.
Bryan Adams.
That's Max Martin. This one's one of his original right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, big in the radio right now, right?
He has his hands everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. Oh, God. That's Justin Faggot Bieber.
What's his name?
What?
This is old what's his face?
What?
This is old what's his face?
Yeah, Justin F. Bieber.
Bieber.
Bieber. Bieber.
Bieber.
What's that? Justin sodomized Bieber since he's been in prison. Justin mugshot.
How great would that be? He just walks out and that look in his eyes is gone. You know, he's just broken soul now.
Does anyone
Justin
in here watch
sissy
Dexter?
Bitch Bieber.
I do.
Did you see the post about Bieber? He's like, he's in Miami now and has a picture of Dexter.
Oh, that's
this might be the night.
That's another group. One
so
Direction,
funny.
Go screw.
They're so freaking fake.
Dude. Ooh.
Lady Gaga.
I love Lady Gaga.
Oh, there was an article I was reading the other day about artists then and artists now. You know, where Metallica, For instance, there was an old lady, you know, she's like 93. She's going to die pretty soon. And she says, the only thing I wish...
I saw that post. Yeah, I was on Facebook, right?
Yeah. The only thing that I would wish for is for my favorite band, Metallica, to come and you know, to meet them one day, you know, or before I pass. So they as soon as they heard, they took a plane to where she lived and hung out with her for a couple hours. And then there's...
She may be the coolest grandma on the planet.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, well, think about it. Like, she had to been, what, in her 40s-ish? No.
How old was she?
No, she had to been like
in her 90s?
Like in 90s, 80s or 90s.
Well, no.
No.
We're talking 70s
or, 70s or 80s.
So she'd have been like in her 60s.
My math is broken today. Yeah.
It's not just today. Let's face it. If we give you a math problem that requires more than you kicking your shoes off, you're screwed.
Yeah. This is depressing. Anyways.
Like your life.
So just there was just examples of, you know, old school bands, you know, that are doing these real cool stuff for people, for their fans, just because, you know, that's who got them there. And then it just goes to one direction. They were asked to go do this Make-A-Wish thing, and they said, no, we're not going to do it because we're not going to get paid while we're there. You know, like everything's paid for. The only difference is that you're not getting paid for it, you know, to go sing at a high school for this girl that's about to pass away. Or Justin Bieber, you know, spitting on his fans from a fucking...
God, I hate Justin Bieber. Yeah.
Well, and you guys...
I'm so tired of hearing what's-his-face's name. I refuse to even say it.
Justin Bieber?
You guys saw him, right? He's Canadian. You guys know that, right?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
And his mom is the one that got him into this.
Yeah, he went to go meet with the Canadian Prime Minister. He wore some fucking, like straight up overalls and no shirt either. Just actually, it might have been a shirt, but he looked fucking homeless. You know, meeting the prime minister
of his country.
You know, who cares about Canada? But you know, if you're talking to somebody, you know,
Canada's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, even if it's gonna be your fucking homeboys coming over, you better fucking dress into something more appropriate than looking like a fucking hobo. I really hate him.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a consensus.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so this is a picture Carter's talking about. Go on Google. Google Justin Bieber meeting Prime Minister. And yeah, there's some entertaining photos, but this is the photo.
What a dipshit.
Right?
It's a meme. It says, gonna meet the Prime Minister? Better dress like a gay farmer.
Dude, he looks like Simple Jack. Go watch the movie.
He really does.
Go watch the movie Tropic Thunder. And Ben Stiller plays a guy that plays an actor that plays a retarded kid in a movie.
He actually looks like an anorexic chick.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah. With Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus.
Absolutely. Without makeup and with makeup.
With and without makeup.
Without makeup, it's Justin Bieber. Dude, with makeup, it's Miley Cyrus.
No, there's a picture where they take their face side by side. They cut it in half and they put the left side of Justin Bieber's face with the right side of Miley Cyrus's face and they combine them and it's perfectly symmetrical. Have you seen that?
Well, they're fucking robots.
They're drones.
Yeah, I've said that for years. Years I've said that. No one's believed me.
South Park actually started that.
No, I started it.
No, South Park was talking about making the perfect pop star, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, I talked about those two specifically.
Oh, no, that was Family Guy.
Might have been Family Guy.
That was Family Guy.
Stop failing us right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll just stop talking.
Hey, Michelle, you're big into the pop culture. What's your opinion on this?
On Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
I don't care much for either of them.
Did you love Miley Cyrus growing up, though?
No.
So even when she was Hannah Montana?
Never watched it. Personally, I thought it was very hypocritical for her to be, as Miley Cyrus, to be talking about Don't Be Fake. And then she has a wig on for Hannah Montana. I found that very ironic when I was younger.
Montana?
Yeah.
Well, she was being Hannah Montana. She had to protect her identity.
Still.
Like a superhero.
But then she would turn around and say, oh, don't be fake.
But she did have some good music.
I didn't listen to it.
Are you into Nicki Minaj, Alex?
Majan?
Nicki Majan.
Who's Nicki Majan? Does he play?
Nicki Minaj.
Does he play 9 p.m.s over at the local club you go to? Transvestite club.
I don't go to clubs.
Alex does. But
going on break, ending with Miley Cyrus Party in the USA. I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, a cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, except am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. And we're back, guys. What's going on? Jesse G, Price Tag. Takes me back to 2009 when the song first came out. Does anyone like this song? Or is it just me?
I got
a nod from Terrence saying no.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's, you know.
Michelle?
Eh.
Aw. Eh.
Eh.
Why eh?
Eh. I have no preference. Not a song I would pick. Not necessarily something bad either.
Okay.
She's about the money.
Who?
And the price tag.
Michelle? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Look how she dresses, dude.
I do dress nice, thank you.
Yeah, it's brand everything.
Actually, I have, if you've noticed, not one thing I wear has a brand on it.
It all does.
And my clothes are actually not expensive. I just have nice taste.
I'm not going to go through your clothes.
You can.
No.
No. I'm hiding nothing.
Yeah. Just a quick little tidbit for any of you that are shooters. Go ahead and look up the RIP round. It's pretty fucking awesome. But that's just side point.
Says the guy who shoots 22s.
Hey. Hey. I happen to like my 22. Okay?
Where is it at?
It's in my room. Okay. Actually, I think it's in Terrace's bag.
It's been there since we went shooting last Sunday.
Yeah.
A week ago.
And it's in Alex's bag.
I've been busy with this thing called work, Alex.
I think yours is still in there too, right?
Yeah, it is.
We need to have a gun cleaning party.
We need to.
I know.
We're well overdue.
Yeah, right there, dude. I told you. I left them down here.
You said downstairs. You didn't say in the basement.
No, this is downstairs for me.
This is another part of the downstairs.
Right.
You didn't say all the way downstairs.
People are going to think we live in a mansion.
We do. Real quick, Michelle, you Alex. Really like to harp on natural medicine, right?
I do.
Stay away from the pharmaceuticals. I mean, earlier she had a headache. I said, you want an aspirin? You want some Advil? She said, no, I don't do that.
I don't.
Right. You know what she does do?
Drink lots of water because I'm dehydrated.
Okay. But other than that, what would you prescribe for a headache?
Water.
Other than water.
Stretching. Because sometimes headaches is actually lack of oxygen.
What about
sex?
No.
I would suggest that. They actually had a study come out a few years ago that the best thing for a headache is sex.
Yep.
Best thing for cramping is sex, too.
But not the direction I'm trying to go in. Direction I'm trying to go in is, you know, maybe something you would add in spaghetti. You know, in the pasta sauce.
Oregano?
No.
Garlic?
No. Cut it up in slices. Throw it in there.
Hamburger?
No.
Onions?
No.
The fuck
no.
Are you talking about? Tomatoes?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm way lost.
Garlic?
No, keep going.
I said garlic.
Keep going.
Something you put in spaghetti.
Yeah, and
we
sauce.
Just name like all the ingredients.
Right.
Celery?
And you
one more.
And you cut it up in slices.
Whoa. Hold on. Big fan? Mario Brothers? They're a big fan of this?
He's talking about mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your... That whole, all that work just to get to that point.
You could have just said
it. I could have. I could have. But I want to take you guys on a road.
Oh, well, thank you.
With me. So, well.
That was a bumpy road.
I know.
By the way.
All the way around the elbow just to get to the thumb.
It's not every pasta sauce that has fucking mushrooms.
That's
actually
true, because my spaghetti sauce, when I make
say,
it, doesn't have
I didn't
have
say
mushrooms.
Every. I said commonly found in.
Even then, isn't? I don't think it's very commonly
every
found.
Every spaghetti okay, I've eaten has it.
But yeah, apparently every one that Alex has had. It's common
for
him.
He hates mushrooms.
I do. I hate it.
But it's common. That's why he notices, because he hates them.
Exactly. So would you recommend mushrooms for a headache?
No.
Okay. Because I know you're a big proponent, big supporter in natural medicine.
I've not looked into mushrooms.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Have I ever ate edible mushrooms? Yes.
You know what I meant.
Psychedelic.
Psychedelic mushrooms.
Yes, I have.
How was that experience?
It was awesome.
Tell us why. Because I've heard that it is the worst experience ever.
It all depends on your mindset, to be honest, with any drug you're doing.
So it is a drug?
Right now it is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Weed is considered a drug too in 48 states. Anyways, it really depends on your mindset, in my opinion. So I had a really good mindset, and I went into it just really not having any expectations at all. And what happened is it really transformed my emotional state in a good way. I realized kind of the bad things that were weighing me down, and just to cut them out of my life, and it wasn't a big deal. And I did. And I felt like I had this connection.
For months, right?
What?
You were doing it for months?
No, I've only done...
Oh.
That was just the one time. I've only done it 3 times total.
I thought you were one of those.
No, I haven't done it very often.
Oh, okay.
3 times total. But...
Are you... Is tonight one of the three?
No.
You haven't done them?
No, I haven't done them for a long time.
Why not?
Because I haven't. But I felt this huge connection to the earth, actually, and it's... To be honest, it's kind of changed my perspective on nature, too. I find beauty in a lot more simple things, which makes my day a lot better.
What's the most beautiful thing you've seen?
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
That's a tough one. I've seen a lot of beautiful things in my lifetime.
A bee floating upon a flower. Not like that?
I can't get comfortable. Sorry.
It would probably be anything with water, whether it be a creek, a river, a waterfall, raindrops, whatever.
Michelle, some people think this is your song.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you heard it?
I have. You can have bad trips. Don't get me wrong. I've never had one.
What I'm thinking, the song, the moral of the song is that don't eat the whole bag.
Yeah, exactly. You take it in moderation.
I don't hang out with druggies, so.
Take it in moderation.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that's not the moral of the song. The moral of the song is don't be 14 and go to a man's party where they're doing psychedelics because you're going to get raped.
Well, she's back from rehab.
Who is?
Susan, who just stopped using. Yeah. No, I don't think she's underage. Like... I think she's just a recovering drug addict that he takes advantage of.
Well, obviously you've never actually listened to the song because I think
I've listened to the song very, very many times. See? I didn't mean for you to eat the whole bag.
Anyone in the song does say 14?
Yeah.
No, not specifically.
Okay, so you say no, you say yes, but you say it's not about a 14-year-old girl. Make up your mind, Carlos.
No, my whole thing is don't eat the whole bag. He's trying to talk about the whole moral of the story is.
So when you go out, Carlos, you don't eat the whole bag is what you're trying to tell
just
us.
Just half yes. of it.
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, Alex.
Well, I wouldn't know. Yeah. Not my scene at all.
But then again, I don't eat psychedelic mushrooms. I eat the regular kind.
Not Michelle.
Not me. Nope. I experience things.
Okay, that can be taken many different ways.
Only you would take it.
No, not only me. Stop it.
Oh, he takes it well, too.
Does he?
I take most things well.
He must run in the family, because I heard Carlos took it well in jail, too.
He did go to jail. How was that, Carlos? You miss it?
No, I don't.
You one of those, like, institute? Are you institutional?
I was there
now?
For 2 hours.
Are you pen pals with your old buddy from the pen?
I see what you did there.
What was his name?
Greg?
Greg?
No.
Greg the boyfriend, huh?
Greg.
Greg the giant.
Jesus, so everyone knows Greg except me. What the fuck?
It's because you're always giving him hell about it. We're supportive
you're not
of him
in
being
the know.
A pen pal.
I'm not in the know with prison inmates.
You're on a need-to-know basis, and that was not a need-to-know for you.
I didn't need to know that. You're right. I didn't want to know that.
Now you
do. Why are you complaining about not knowing about it?
Make up your mind.
Well, I feel a little left out. That's all.
I love how this goes for mushrooms too. The gay prison inmates too. Alex feeling offended about it.
That's how we roll.
That's a natural progression of things.
You can roll, I walk. That was a bad joke.
Wow.
That was a terrible joke.
All right. And that's exactly why we had a special helmet built for him while he was still in grade school.
All right. So where exactly are we going with this?
And a special
this
bus.
Love of mushrooms, Alex.
Needed a special
natural
teacher.
Medicine, I think, is where it started.
Natural medicine?
And I don't think, never claimed psychedelic mushrooms to be natural medicine.
He started with mushrooms.
No, he started with my headache and natural medicine. I don't know how mushrooms got dragged into that.
Why don't we talk about that too? Water. Women and headaches. I mean, is it overrated?
I think women don't
real?
Drink enough water.
You think that's what it is? Because I've been hearing that for years.
Well, guess what? I don't have a headache anymore, and I have finally got 2 liters in me.
So have
I'm
my
good.
Forefathers.
Your forefathers?
Yeah, they all I have a headache.
Well, women get stressed out, so maybe it's our blood pressure rising. We have to deal with you men.
Or maybe it's just you faking it.
Or maybe you just need to get a hold of yourselves.
There you go.
I think that's the real medicine.
Hmm. Okay.
I just turned off like half the listeners.
The other half to you.
No, there's like 2 people listening to the show, Alex.
Well, we got a little bit more than that. We got over 250 downloads.
You would know that if you...
No, I knew we were up to 200.
If you were,
I didn't know
if you
we were
participating
up to 250.
In the business.
Well, I'm not in charge of those things. I just show up.
It doesn't matter. I'm
the talent. I just show up and do my thing.
We need to hire better talent.
I know. We need to reconsider this whole talent.
Well, maybe if you paid me, it'd be a little better.
I think talent was a very strong word for you.
Not what you said last night.
Ooh.
Speechless.
That's his
what
name.
Are you insinuating? That's
Mike
his,
last that, night?
That's his name. Talent.
There's Carlos and Terrence from last night.
Aww.
Two boys, one cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I do not want to see this film ever.
I think I just puked in my mouth a little bit.
Like you did
like
last night?
Like last
on Two Boys, One Cup. You can find it on the internet. It's out there. What?
Oh, my goodness.
What? What's wrong?
Have you ever seen One Guy, One Jar?
No.
Yeah, don't.
Why have you?
Yeah, why have you?
Carlo.
Let's just say sometimes I click on things and I don't really think
No, hold on. I know.
Let's say sometimes
he thought he was
going to
watch
it.
Drunk drinking moonshine or something.
I know why Carlos has seen that.
Well, it's like the BDSM Olympics. No, it's like really disturbing shit.
What?
I got a question for you. Does your wife know that you're into this stuff?
I don't think. I'm not into it.
I don't think. Wait.
I don't think she does either.
No, she doesn't know.
She knows now. She listens.
I don't think she'll listen.
Does she listen?
She will now.
She will now. Listen. We'll make sure.
Jesus Christ, Carl.
I just want to introduce you. I think what I'm going to do.
Hold on. Here's Carlos's friend walking through the front door.
Guess who? it's his pin pal.
Immediately, stop doing
shit while I'm trying to drink.
That's weird.
What was his name? Mike or
it was Greg.
Paul? Really? Greg. You couldn't be way further apart.
Hold on,
Greg,
hold on.
Mike the Giant.
Mike is your gay lover.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Greg comes in.
Guess who?
And immediately Carlos hits the music.
Dims the lights. Lights the candles.
Did you miss Greg Carlos since you've been out?
No, Alex.
Are you on parole?
I just got my ankle bracelet removed yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
The big step.
I should have brought that up earlier.
You miss it yet?
What?
The ankle bracelet.
Well, yeah, it made me feel pretty.
He decorated it and painted it.
Yeah.
And he got so many signatures on
there. No signatures. He had an ankle bracelet. There's an ankle monitor, but what he had was the bracelet.
I bejeweled it.
You bejeweled it.
Yeah. What's that?
I bejeweled it.
Had little charms.
Little rhinestones. Yeah. Charms
on it. A little charm bracelet.
Little rhinestones on it.
A GPS right in the middle.
First night after Greg gets out of jail, comes finds Carlos.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's actually from Dexter.
Nobody likes that show.
Yeah, we know.
We don't.
You don't.
It's very good.
It's a pretty good show.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm only on the second season, halfway through.
I think it's overrated.
Well, just like you thought about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is good too.
I never said Game of Thrones was overrated.
And Spartacus.
But here's the thing, Carlos.
I've seen part
here's
of Spartacus.
Here's the thing. Dexter, all I hear about Dexter is anywhere from 16 to maybe 25-year-old girls raving about how much of a great show it is.
I don't think a lot of girls can really handle that show.
I would have to agree. Most girls are probably
there's a lot of blood.
If they do or they don't,
and lots
that's
of chopping.
Who I hear. Yeah. That's why you're talking about it. I haven't heard. You're the only guy.
I think you're the only guy I've talked.
That's true.
A lot of creepiness.
With them?
No, I agree. Like, Carlos is probably the first guy I've actually had tell
everybody
me about
else is
really?
Girls, right?
Yeah.
It's
usually females.
Really? Because I've heard all
that's
guys
why,
that like
that's why
it.
I never took interest in it.
You know what's another
that's
show
strange.
That Carlos likes?
Yeah.
Give you a little basis of where
go.
He's coming from.
Here we go.
Scrubs. How about
Scrubs.
That?
I like Scrubs too.
Scrubs.
Oh,
yeah.
How old are you?
Oh, hi.
Young? Are you in the range of women that I talked about?
No, we're just intelligent. And
right.
We like that kind of humor.
Right. Really? And you have a vagina.
Realistically, though, Carlos falls in the same range of women we're talking about too.
Well, yeah. Because he's a woman.
Well, yeah.
You know how long it took me to get Alex to watch Game of Thrones?
See, I think I've realized why you talk so slow. You watch freaking Scrubs.
No.
Hey, I watch Scrubs and I don't talk slow.
Yeah, but you offset it with intelligence.
I talk slow before Scrubs.
Hold on. She doesn't talk slow because of Scrubs. She talks slow because of that blonde hair.
I don't talk slow, though. Thank you very much.
I just found my calling. I have to be a blonde woman.
You have to meet
a let's not,
he needs to be a blonde woman. Yeah. That's what he said.
We get you away.
According to these guys.
That's getting isolated, by the way. What he just said.
I blurted it out, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Busted.
Dude, I'm glad you can just be honest with yourself, though. That's great.
Well, it's all about honesty.
Well, Alex. Blondes have more fun, so you'll enjoy this much more.
Yeah, at the frat house.
That too.
With all the men.
Yep.
What have fun, Carla.
What men?
Just wear a short skirt and a tank top. You'll be good to go.
Just don't go on Run a Train Tuesday.
Alex thinks that men live in a frat house.
That's not what I said.
That's what you said.
No.
Yeah. Have fun in a frat house with all the men.
I'm speaking too fast.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah, because he was referring to you being
Alex,
a blonde woman.
Alex, do you need to borrow this crayon?
And then you can go
to spell it out for him.
A bunch of boys in the frat house.
Carlos's new theme song.
Ah, good point.
That's what my point was.
Gotcha, I follow.
You know what? You know the funny thing is that, you love this song, not me.
Who said that?
I've known you your entire life.
Carlos,
you love this song.
You're the person who said you were a blonde.
I never said I was a blonde.
A blonde girl at that.
Yeah, that you need to live out the rest of your life as a blonde.
You guys are stupid.
Did you not say that? I'll pull the tape.
Don't make me prove this.
Turn this show around.
Wow. See, this is what happens when you don't show up on time.
What?
You get picked on all night.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
Well, you showed up late a couple times and give us excuses about it. And so now we pick on you.
All right.
You're the scapegoat. All of our animosity towards all of life's problems are now taken out on Carlos.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
You guys want to hear my new ringtone?
No. You're going to show us anyways. Don't drop that. No, Boz, you use that.
Oh, I already do. All right, but moving on with actual relevant TV shows. Have you guys heard of a new one that's coming out called True Detective?
No. Inform us.
Check it out. Heard's pretty good.
What's it about?
It's about detectives.
Obviously, go into more detail.
They're true.
They're blue and they're true.
Why are they blue?
Probably because their uniform is blue.
They're detectives. They wear ties.
They wear whatever they want.
Exactly. Yeah. FBI wears ties.
You watch Bones?
No.
Some of those guys are wearing like t-shirts and shit.
Yeah, Bones is for chicks.
Well, I know.
So why would I watch it?
Because you're half a chick.
No, I'm not. That's Carlos.
Three quarters.
Carlos is halfway.
No, you're three quarters of
right
a chick.
Right on the fence.
You haven't watched one episode.
Of Bones? No, not one.
Have you?
Well, yeah.
Alex is implying then.
Like at least two.
He watches Bones on Thursday.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, I do.
In that dress.
Oh, yeah. The pink one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you take him to the Bone Orchard, right, Alex?
I know. No. No, but honestly, Terrence, that's out or that you've seen, what's your favorite TV show?
Sunday Night Football.
Okay, we're talking
Revolution.
We're talking
Revolution would be the new latest one.
What's Revolution?
Revolution is about
I know Evolution.
Revolution.
Oh. With an R.
Revolution.
Where you revolt.
No, it's about the collapse of the government, and it's due to some technological bug that they put out in the air, and it killed all of the power and everything. So now it's just this whole, like, you've got Back to the Colonies type thing.
Michelle, what about you?
Oh, I've already said mine.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
Dexter.
Dexter,
what
really?
I'm hooked on
really?
Right now. Really? It's good.
That's the best show you've seen.
Not that I've seen. You said lately.
Okay, best show you've seen.
Ever.
Series-wise?
Yeah, series-wise. Don't say Scrubs.
No.
Okay.
I'd have to go through them all.
You need a minute?
Yep. Come back to me and I'll let you know.
Carlos.
Game of Thrones, Alex.
Yeah.
Hands down, the very best show I've ever seen.
Carlos, that's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is good.
Now,
Alex. See, now I'm the only one sitting at the table who has no idea about this.
Well, they have them sitting at my house.
Tomorrow. Yeah. How about you get on that? Yeah.
I have one and two.
I'm torn. I'm really torn because Game of Thrones.
And Sons of Anarchy, I know.
No.
Oh.
You want to hear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I gotta give it to you. That's a pretty good show.
That's a pretty good show, Law and Order SVU.
But it's one of those shows where you can watch an episode and just drop it, you know, for a while. And
that is true. It's not a show that makes you come back time and time again.
It's kind of like a broad, you know, ongoing story. You know, right. But it's not a, you know, like you need a.
It's a reset show, which means at the end of every episode they reset it, unless it's like a two-parter.
Yeah.
You can come back to it and watch, you know, in a week or 2 weeks, and you're not going to miss out too much on anything. Whereas Sons of Anarchy, Game of Thrones, these are chronological.
Very, very hip.
They're chapter one, chapter two, chapter three kind of format there. Michelle, come back to you.
I think Lie to Me actually would be my favorite.
What's that about?
It is about this guy. Well, he actually kind of has his office with his team, But mostly it goes on to him, and he goes through, and he's a specialist on telling if people are lying. And it teaches you the micro expression, body language, their tone, and everything.
Sounds like a great show.
You're laughing, thank you.
It sounds really boring.
I've learned a lot from it, so thank
you. What have you learned?
Sorry, it might bore you.
So basically she's saying, don't fucking lie to me, because I'll know.
If I'm trying, not really, though.
But have you used it? Does it work?
It does. If I actually follow my gut instinct, yes.
I learned a lot from Law & Order. Like, if I ever get interrogated, give me my lawyer, right?
You're just going to yell, give me my lawyer, like, while they're reading your Miranda rights. I know you.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I want my lawyer. Like, we're not arresting you, actually. I still want him. Pink Panther.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about being sneaky now? What's going on?
Talking about cartoons.
Oh.
Remember that show?
I do, Alex. I do. The fat little detective running after him.
I just remember the actual panther.
Yes, I remember the little detective.
Yeah, that was a cool fat panther, yeah. Wasn't he?
Trying to follow him.
That was literally a cool cat.
I got silence. And I'm like, am I remembering that wrong?
Yeah, you are. No, you're remembering it right. You're good. I've watched it.
So what kind of cartoons are we talking about? Are we talking about Disney or just in general?
I just kind
of
want to do a top, see what everybody's top, you know, is.
Cartoon?
Yeah, cartoons.
Could be a movie, whatever.
Alex already knows mine.
No, it has to be a show that you
like
watch.
Like a series.
Yeah, the reason being is I want to kind of draw a parallel here.
Dexter's Laboratory.
What we watched as kids, right?
Compared to what they have now,
how we came out compared to how kids nowadays are coming out. Because I don't think we'd have...
You mean ours have morals to the story?
I don't... morals, maybe. I didn't see a big moral in Tom and Jerry, but you know.
No, it's Speedy Gonzalez.
Or the racist mouse.
The racist mouse.
As I call him.
Speedy.
Yeah. Speedy Gonzalez.
More of a drug problem mouse.
The coyote and the roadrunner.
Right. So, Terrence, take us back to 1932.
Popeye. Actually, it's funny that you say it, because Popeye, was my favorite.
I knew it.
Popeye is good.
Most of my life.
I liked Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo was all right.
Yeah.
Okay, which Scooby-Doo, though? Because I believe they're still running.
The older ones?
Aren't they?
The old school
ones.
The old school
ones.
Not a pup named Scooby-Doo. Not the claymation.
Like a pup named Scooby-Doo?
Pup named Scooby-Doo is pretty good.
I didn't like it. I mean, it wasn't as good as the original.
But I actually watched He-Man, too. He-Man was good.
That was a pretty good show. I mean, 10 out of 10. People smoking pot.
getting the munchies.
Yeah.
Just love everywhere.
Love everywhere.
And they pointed out that the real monsters are humans.
Yeah, they did. I mean, because in the new ones, they got into some other crazy stuff. But you know what? Out of Scooby-Doo, they never had a real case where there was an actual spirit or monster or anything. So it kind of helped to say... There's no such things as monsters or things that go bump in the night.
Which we all know isn't true, but...
But as a kid, you want reassurance.
Dude, that show still fucking scared the shit out of me.
You know, curiously, the Cowardly Dog was creepier.
That is a creepy one.
Yeah. You guys remember Garfield?
No.
Yeah. Like the original type Garfield? That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the comic?
Or Heathcliff. You guys remember Heathcliff too?
No.
Because I remember they used to play Garfield, and then right after there was Heathcliff, and he was like a junkyard cat.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of Garfield.
Dude, I actually liked this one.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was...
You should watch Tailspin.
Dude, Garfield was a fucking pimp.
Yeah.
It was eat spaghetti and lounge around.
And lasagna.
How about some Animaniacs?
Yes. Huh? Pinky and the Brain.
You know, that...
Ooh, Pinky and the Brain was a good one.
Pinky and the Brain.
What are we going to do today?
You know, I saw an episode of Freakazoid like a year ago.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I watched the hell out of Care Bears.
It was uncanny because Freakazoid, which is a cartoon for kids, right? They have characters like Rush Limbaugh on there. You know, like they're making political and, you know, social commentaries. Like it's kind of like the SpongeBob back in the day, you know, where it's kind of wacky, but... Yeah. I think actually in the little video you can see the character that's supposed to be Rush Limbaugh.
I think you can too. What I want to know is who developed this cartoon, what was going through their head, and how did it get, you know, snap of approval?
I think
which network is this on?
Cartoon Network.
That explains it. It's gone to shit in the last decade.
No, this is before. This is probably in the last decade, yeah. Like early 2005.
Yeah, because that. No, that's. I think it's been about a decade. 90s. It's been a decade
what's
since
that?
I
that's,
quit
that's
watching
late
it.
Late 90s. That's
Freakazoid?
Like, yeah.
No, it's not. It has oh, to be. You're right. You're right. I think you're right. Yeah, it's late 90s.
Well, either way, that's.
Right,
before. 15, 20 years.
Dude, this is a great cartoon. What are you talking about?
No, it's awesome. But yeah, that Animaniacs, you know, some of my top
Animaniacs
top
I never got too big into.
Hello, Nurse. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. But it was just, it was kind of like slapstick, easy humor. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing I like about it. You know, it's easy going.
Michelle, were you a big fan of the Animaniacs?
She liked Pinky and the Brain.
I did like Pinky and the Brain.
And
wasn't that just
like
a segment?
And I liked Bugs Bunny, like Looney Tunes. Bugs Bunny. Was
about Tiny Toons?
Wasn't that just a segment, the Pinky and the Brain, though?
Yeah. No, Pinky and the Brain was a segment of Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
So that was just the one I preferred.
What about Pandora?
Hey. Who remembers? Who remembers Captain Planet?
Hey, shut your mouth.
Can we unshut our mouths?
Yes. I just need to hear that.
Alex.
It moved.
Captain Planet, Alex.
Captain Planet.
Nobody else got
me. He's a hero.
Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Aren't you hippie?
When your powers combine.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch Chitara
Planet.
In her tights running around
yeah,
and jumping.
You
You're over there talking about the environment. You big ag.
You know, I realize that all those shows, you can pretty much just use the fire ring the entire fucking time.
The what?
Even if people try to use water on you, like there's episodes where they're
he's
like,
still on Captain Planet. Yeah. I don't understand it. I'm talking about Chitara. There's Mumra. Well,
there was Spider-Man.
Do
you remember when the Spider-Man and the Gargoyles was out?
Yes.
Didn't you?
What about him?
Oh, that was my point. I don't know what you mean. What about him? Yeah, what do you mean? I was just saying, do you remember him? Gargoyles was pretty, like, I used to get
Gargoyles
a little spooked at
good.
That one.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Did you remember or watch Masupalami?
No.
The cat with the long tail and it's like a spotted leopard.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You might have been on shrooms, honey.
No, I wasn't. My brother and I watched.
You might have been watching a stray cat on shrooms, and that's how you
that's
came
probably
up
not
it.
What it was called. But,
probably not.
But it was this cat, and it was like a leopard, and it had this ginormous tail, and that's how it would catch, and it was
I have a theory.
Funny.
Okay? I have a theory. A
go.
Lot of... Yeah, I know. This is going to get really bad.
Done. Done.
Okay.
Done.
Here we go. I have a theory.
Enlighten us.
He has a dream.
No, this is going to get bad. That maybe... maybe a lot of, you know, the gender confusions out these days are because kids are growing up with Dora the Explorer, Bob the Builder, and whatever it's out right now.
I disagree.
Handy Manny?
That one. I wouldn't know. You know what they didn't grow up with? Yeah.
No,
they didn't grow up with Thundercats.
I disagree
with
you.
Knowing the difference between a man and a woman and that they can have different roles. Everything was equal and equal. You know what? To all you parents out there, if you think your kid might be gay and he's under the age of 5, okay, just do an experiment and then get back to us. Sit him in front of the television for the next 2 years and play nothing but old school 80s cartoons, okay? Thundercats, He-Man, you know, Speed Racer, the whole thing. And see if you don't get a little more. If you don't get a little more hetero. I'm not saying that this is the cure. I'm saying that it's an experiment that should be done out there.
I don't think it's because of all the shows, Alex. I think it's all these parents that are.
Well, shows raise our kids.
Mm. Well, anymore.
To a degree.
Well, nowadays.
Well, you think about who's the best babysitter you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me.
Netflix.
Because I told
cheap,
you already what happened to your kids.
No, I think a lot of this confusion is
outside,
coming from parents saying, I want my kid to be, you know, it doesn't have to be conscious. It could be subconsciously saying, you know, I'm okay with gay people and I kind of want my kid to be one. And I think that's the majority.
My parents never said that.
Yeah,
no,
I don't remember.
I'm talking about the really gay friendly ones. But I mean, you don't really see households where, you know, where the family is getting along with each other. And everybody, the parents do their job and the kids, you know, they all get along. You don't really see a lot of homosexuality come from that.
So you're saying we need more Mayberry.
Who's Mayberry?
Yeah.
Andy Griffith's show. Stupid.
Yes. Yes. Andy Griffin.
I watched that.
Not Griffin. Griffith.
Griffith.
I didn't watch that.
Don't laugh at later,
me. Don't laugh at me.
Something Carlos has said for years. Don't laugh at
so
me.
So many times.
Who knows this one?
Oh, I was about to bring that up.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. Do you guys Power Rangers.
Do you guys know what show it is yet?
Michelle, what show do you think it is?
I don't know.
It's not Blue's Clues.
Oh, darn.
That's my first pick.
It sounds just like it.
The girl is Alice, right?
April.
I knew it started with an A. You didn't know.
Yes, I did.
You didn't know.
I knew.
Then why didn't you answer?
Could you tell me which Ninja Turtles, like by the color, was your favorite? Because I'm sure you don't remember the names.
Oh, I do.
I like Mikey.
Red Leonardo.
Red Raphael, all right?
Mikey Orange.
Mike Orange, that's right.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Leonardo, blue.
That was mine.
Donatello.
What color?
Donatello was
There's
purple.
There's one left.
That was purple. No. I was trying to decide whether it was a... No, you're right.
Which one did we miss?
No,
we
that's
didn't.
It.
We didn't.
No.
We got them all.
Yeah.
No, we didn't get them all.
I just missed...
Yes, we did.
You didn't get Master Splinter.
He's not a ninja turtle.
It doesn't matter.
He's the master.
He's a rat.
It doesn't matter.
But he's
a key character.
We were just going over the turtles.
You said, name the Ninja Turtles and their colors.
Right, and then...
So we did.
We got them.
Okay, so and then you said, oh, you missed one.
He was part of the group.
He's a rat.
He's a rat bastard. Okay, so he's not a turtle.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Technically, they're not.
So now he's included. We're good.
You realize he was the only one that was actually human first?
Yes. I saw the movie.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
But who knows this song?
Oh, come on, Alex. Come on now.
I want to say one of the most influential songs
of all time.
Of all times. Michelle, what is this? Really?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, Michelle doesn't know this song.
Your parents didn't love you.
They didn't love you. In fact, they hated you.
Yeah.
What is it?
They hated you with such a passion.
Hold on. Chono.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. I'm not a nerd.
Just hit us.
I'll take it. You know what? I'll take it because everybody knows this song.
Dude,
you've been living under the rock.
Can I say something? No, not everybody does because I was already in my high teens before they came out. So not my thing. I'm not going to sit down and watch
cartoons.
You're
not in our age group, so you're excluded.
But you said
and
everybody.
I'm also not a nerd.
Okay, Michelle,
you did say everybody.
Everybody in our age group.
Hold on. Okay. Michelle's not in her teens, okay, and she's watching anime. Which is something you watch when you're a child.
I know more adults that watch anime than children.
They probably started watching when they were very young.
Barely started watching.
Yes or no?
Last year.
Mm.
They didn't pick up fucking anime at 27.
Okay.
If they
did, with that.
They might be child touchers.
Most
Good
definitely.
Point.
Are.
I'm just saying they might be. I'm not saying they are.
So speaking of that, then
speak.
Not saying that I couldn't get into Pokemon. Just saying I never was as a child. I have learned how to play Pokemon the card game in this last year,
which
is when I started watching anime.
Wait, you're gonna start? You're playing the card game?
Hold on.
I have played the card game. I played two hands with my friend. He's teaching me stuff.
I'm gonna go buy a deck.
Hold. You wanna play?
If you can teach me better, yes.
Yeah.
Is actually
I haven't found anybody that wants to play Pokemon with me for years.
Alex.
I'll play.
You haven't asked me.
What?
Dick.
I have. What are you talking about?
When?
Hey.
I've asked you so many times.
No. No, you haven't.
Yes,
I have. This is actually a surprise, but it's not going to be out and my wife doesn't listen anyways.
Pokemon.
I'm getting a deck for myself and for my wife so we can play together.
I think I'm going to go to the bar and find who's going to play cards with me because I don't know that you guys know Rummy or any of them.
I know Rummy.
Good old fun
card games. I know Rummy.
No, we like
I know spades
Pokemon.
Or what about
Speed?
Hey,
there's nothing to look at on those cards, Terrence.
We'll get goddamn drunk while we're playing
Terrence.
Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what happened to Dealer's Choice Poker?
What's that?
Good old-fashioned Dealer's Choice.
Hey, you can play the one I played out at your
Pokemon's
place.
One's better.
Ah, good point.
Because then everybody hates each other
at the
end.
That would get you really drunk really quick.
Yeah. It's called Fuck the Dealer All to Hell.
Just the first three words.
Well, just the first
three
words.
That sounded so redneck.
That's how it felt.
You got drunk.
Best show ever right here.
You're a redneck, all right?
You might be a redneck if.
Well said, Michelle.
Oh, on that note,
we're going to leave on the best theme song
yes.
out in the world today, Game
I
of Thrones.
I would have to agree.
Wiener,
naturally.
Wiener, wiener.
Okay, shut up.
That's South Park.
Have a beautiful night, everyone. Thank
with
you for
that,
listening.
Good night.
Good night.
And thanks, guys, for listening.
That's another episode of Midnight Opinion, guys. Ciao, ciao. Have a good night.
Au revoir.
Yeah, fuck you, Alex.
Did I get it in?
And fuck Lee's wife.